special thank you to my listeners for always supporting the podcast by listening to the podcast, by sharing the content of the podcast in all the social media platforms, and by recommending your friends to this podcast. I really, really appreciate you guys. I love you guys so much. And yes, don't forget to follow the podcast in all the podcasting platforms, the likes of Spotify, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Castbox, depending on where you get to listen to the podcast from. Don't forget to follow, yes. And also don't forget to follow us in Instagram at Just Figuring It Out Podcast for, you know, amazing content. You get to put a face to the voice you listen to here in the podcast. Yes, yes. And of course, the link to the Instagram page is always on the description box, you know, in case of anything, yeah. And you can also share feedbacks from the podcast or what you want to hear from the podcast via the voice message that is always on the description box. You just get to click the voice message and send your message. Yes, and you can also DM the podcast with all you want. Yes, feel free. And you can also support the podcast with some chums. I mean, at least got a pesa. Yes, you can also support the podcast by sending your contribution to 0716-0224-59. The number is also on the description box. Thank you. Hi, guys. Welcome back to Just Figuring It Out Podcast. It's your host, Kabuchi Nadal. I'm back again. Happy new month. I didn't get a chance to tell you guys happy new month in the last episode that I recorded. By the way, come on, we just get episode 71. Ebu kimbia uko kwanza. That episode was so nice. Yeah, like it's every time I'm with those girls, it's always therapy. I really, really loved that episode. Yeah, you guys can go and listen to it. Yes. This month has started. I'm so nico relaxed, you know. There's nothing going on in my life, you know. I'm just waking up and breathing fresh air. Believe that far. Yes, I'm so glad. At least I took a break. Yes, I always love this breaks window. I'm done with exams now. I'm just waiting for the next semester. It's so refreshing. Sai tunapunja hewa safi tu. Kupunja hewa, kukula, kulala. Oh, I feel so nice. Okay, yeah. Rest is always essential and very important. Yeah. Hope you guys are doing good. Yes, I have watched a lot of movies. I can't wait for The May Shenanigans to share my reviews on the movies I've watched. And they're Kenyans, by the way. I think I said this. Was it on my status? I think, yeah, it was on my WhatsApp status. Like, Kenyans are really doing a good job. I've watched, like, a couple of shows, series shows. Ni series, yeah. I've watched, like, a couple of series kwa Showmax, yeah, Kenya, the likes of Second Family, Igiza, Single Kiasi. And I must say, the production was just on another level. Unajua vile nasemanga the way it says have this, like the series, the movies are very, they don't drag. Come a series. If this person is going to get caught, is going to get caught in episode 2. Akuna kudrag at yom to ashiku episode 6 ama nini, just making the whole thing boring. They ain't got time for that, you know. And they're all just straight to the point. We at ashikwa. Another twist comes in. And I just really, really love that. Seeing that Kenya tunaanza kwenda in that direction is so, so nice. And actually, I urge you guys to support Kenyan content. say we are another level. China is a the other shows, I just look at them and I'm like, oh my god, it's giving Kenyaji. But these ones that I've watched in Showmax are really, really good, nice, lovely storyline. And I love the fact that our drag, they're just straight to the point. This happens to Ashikwa, you know, next another plot comes. It's just amazing, guys. You should go and support Kenyan content, by the way. Yeah. So I said I'm so, so relaxed. Even I think you can hear it from my voice. You know, I'm not in the city, which is, I don't know, it's so lovely. I always love the time that I'm not in Nairobi. It's always a relaxed moment for me. You just know with Nairobi, the moment you step in Nairobi, you're already broke. I don't know. Nairobi just has this thing, ya kunyonya pesa bila ta kufanya kitu. Imagine tu umekanyaga town. But the moment you go back home, you have nothing. Anyway, let me stop whining and complaining. Yes, I'm so relaxed. May is the Mental Awareness Month. I'm not sure which date it is and you're celebrating your mental health awareness. Yeah, but May is the month. So, kama kawaida, last time I did an episode on mental health awareness. Last time's episode on mental health, you should go and listen to it. I think it's episode 30-something. I link that on the description box. Oh my god, I was about to butcher that description box. Yes. Last time I just like gave a definition of mental health, what are the causes and all that stuff. I was listening to that episode. Was it on Sunday? Yeah, I was listening to it on Sunday. And I really, really loved it. I'm not blowing my own horns, but I'll say what I love about that particular episode was the fact that, yes, I was sharing on mental health, the causes of mental health, but I was putting myself in the shoes, you know, like I was sharing my perspective, what I've done, what I've experienced, and all that stuff, which just makes it more authentic. You get? Yeah. My God. Yes. So today I've thought on focusing on like one type of mental health. Yes, and this will be a tradition. Every May I'll be picking a topic on mental health and we get to talk about it and just, you know, raise awareness, educate people and all that stuff. So yes. So basically, mental health awareness is designed to highlight the importance of taking care of your mental wellness. So it's also a great time to share valuable resources, learn where you can get mental health support and such kind of stuff. So yeah, on today's episode, episode 72, we'll be looking at personality disorder. Yeah. I think I picked on something light, personality disorder, mainly because, just as I said earlier, I don't want to talk about something that I've just researched or something I've just read about. I want to talk about something that I have experienced and like I can be in that shoe. Yeah. But it doesn't mean that I can't talk about other things that I've not experienced. Of course, I can talk about other things that I've experienced, but I just want this to be as authentic as possible. So yes, I picked on personality disorder. One, because like everyone has a personality disorder, but we never get to acknowledge that it's a personality disorder. You know, like there are those habits and you're fanyanga and mtu anakuambia like ai wewe, and you're like mimi nakwanga hivyo, nilizaliwa hivyo, siwezi change. Yeah, it's not a personality disorder. I'm talking to you mwenye huwezi change. Yeah. So kama kawaida, I'll get a definition of what is a personality disorder. So basically, a personality disorder is a condition in which an individual differs significantly from an average person in terms of how they think, perceive, and feel or relate to others. Just like the definition I've given up earlier, these are those things that you do. Like, if you're that kind of a person who never say sorry, you know, like, you're wrong a person, and it's so evident that you're wrong. It's not that these things are unageso, I'm wrong. They're just those things that are very evident that you're wrong. But you cannot say sorry, and you're like, mina kwanga ivo. Who says sama sorry? That's a personality disorder, sir. Sorry, madam, that's a personality disorder. And you need to do something about that, you know, because basically, as a human being, you need to be in a certain manner. I don't mean that we are people pleaser, but the way you live your life, the way you think, the way you perceive things, the way you feel things, should be like the way an average person feels or thinks, and, you know, all that stuff. So yeah, I'll go to the second thing that I wanted us to look at. What are the signs of personality disorder? The first sign that we had is issues with self-esteem. There's an episode that I talk about self-esteem. Yeah, I also link that episode in the description box. Is it confidence or self-esteem? But I think I've talked about that. So here, the first sign of a personality disorder is when you have very high self-esteem and very low self-esteem. And when I say like very high self-esteem, very high self-esteem are those kind of people when you they're like, I'm always right, I know what I'm doing, I am Mrs. Perfect, I am Mr. Perfect, you know, there's nothing that you can tell me. Just try to picture being with such a person, and yakuna kitu unaweza mwambia, the person is always right. You guys can't live in harmony because you're like, nani atasiwezi mwambia kitu? Nani is always right. You know, and very low self-esteem, you as a person, what will I say? Like a person who has low self-esteem are those people who can't stand up for themselves, you know. Also need to stand up on yourself. I'm not sure what kanyagia. The second sign that we're looking at is inconsistent values. Though this can be very tricky when they say inconsistent values, but what I mean by inconsistent values are this type of people. They're always different. So for example, mimi nikikuwa kazi, I'm very good at the people in my work environment. I am kind. I extend grace, extend gratitude. But when I come home to my family, I'm always grumpy. And it's not that I'm inifanya kitu or anything. But yeah, let's say just the people are consistent when I find it to the same thing. But you get to shift according to environments. Man, it's not giving, you know. I think as a person, you should always be consistent with your values. It's not easy, I get. But what I'm trying to say, nikiwa kazi, wache watu wanijue kama Nadel, the kind one. I'm not about to give a bad example about myself, but okay, this is what I'm saying. Wache watu wakiwa kazi wanajua, Nadel is kind. Nadel is generous and, you know, all that. And then when I come home, but to home people and I draw like Nadel the kind one, Nadel the generous one. Not that I keep on, that my values keep on changing, you know, from time to time or with the people I interact with. I think your values should just be the same. No matter the environment or places you are, your values should always be constant, always be the same. Yeah. The third sign I'll look at for personality disorder, the problems with maintaining close relationship. Yeah, that's very self-explanatory. It's very obvious, like, when you're this person who has high self-esteem, you're always right, utaki kusikia maneno ya watu, it will be really hard to maintain a relationship because one already it will be hard for you to live with an average person because you're so different and it's okay to be different. It's not that tunafaa kufanana wote, but they're just these basic things, you know, like one accepting correction, like two saying sorry, etiquette and all that stuff. And when as a person you lack these things, you can't be able to like interact with ordinary people like an ordinary person. Will always be a problem, you know. So yeah, it will be a problem when you see that wezika, like in a relationship or in a friendship for a certain amount of time, there's a problem. Yeah, there's a problem. And you know, the way generation likes to ounce glorify, but I think you should be able to be consistent. Yeah. So what I was saying about this current generation, the way people think it's a flex to have a relationship that even doesn't last, you know, doesn't last long. But he says it can amount to more than 1 year. You know, it's not a flex, bro or sis. You know, it's just, I think you really do have a problem if you can't. And when I say relationship, I don't mean like only romantic relationship, even like friendships as a relationship. Like ukiona kama, it's okay, I do understand. When time goes, there are certain types of friends you can no longer be friends because maybe umesonga juu or now you're just in a different space in life. But ukiona when you say wa leo niko friend na nani, leo niko friend na Mary, kesho sitaki maneno ya Mary, kesho niko na Jane, kesho sitaki maneno ya Jane, niko na Caro. Ah, come on, be steady be steady. And just, I know the things that I've come to realize with friendship, with all types of relationship, is all about intentionality and being habitable. And when I say habitable, being this type of a person yenye mtu anataka kukaa na yeye, you know. Yeah, don't be a bitch and think that, wow, I deserve a trophy because I'm bitchy. Ah, kwenda. Yes, and the last sign that I like to look at under personality disorder is difficulty with empathy. Wow, difficulty with empathy. I talked more about this in the last episode when we were looking at feminine energy. And I'd love to see that apa kwa difficulty with empathy, you're that type of a person who's very insensitive. Yeah. And when I say insensitive, you know, now we're grown-ups. You just can't see things. You have to be very sensitive of your environment. I'll give an example. Let's say for an example, maybe rafiki yako ameibiwa kitu. Yes, okay, I'm just saying to your friend is just from nursing and heartbreak, and then you are there and saying, huh, mimi wanaume zinifanya hivyo, wanaume ziniacha mimi siweziibiwa simu, siweziibiwa laptop, kwani nimefunga macho. Yeah, that's very insensitive. And I'm not trying to say that, oh, because your friend is going through something that you're never going to talk about it. But kama bado the wounds are very fresh, it's very insensitive of you to be talking about that particular thing and you know your friend is going through that. So yeah, that's the last thing I'm going to talk about tukiangalia personality disorder. Yeah. The next thing I wanted to look at is types of personality disorder. So we have like three types of personality disorder. Oh, and yeah, I was to mention this in the beginning of the podcast. I took a personality disorder test. Yeah, I'll also link that that test on the description box. It has like 60 questions, and I think it gauges like everything. Yeah, after talking about your personality disorder, I'll also share the results that I had on my personality disorder test. So yeah. So the first type of personality disorder, we have cluster A. So cluster A, it appears to be odd to others, likely to have trouble with social interaction. So as I took the test, nilipata niko under cluster A, yeah, social interactions. Basically for me, I really find it hard to like, I always use this slogan, I really don't thrive in new crowds, yeah. So for me, I really find it hard to like make friends or anything like that. If you just dump me in a place where sijui mtu, my friend, and I won't say utakuwa umenimaliza, because you know I can go to a place where I don't know anyone and I'll be busy minding my own business. I really don't care ati, oh, you need to make friends, oh, you're here, you need to say hi to so and so. I really don't care. Yes. So that is cluster A. Cluster B, we have difficulty with controlling your emotions, and you may act out unpredictably. So I think basically kwa our cluster B, this type of people who can't control their emotions. And when I say can't control their emotions, they're these people who really get angry haraka, you know, of which, okay, the joke on a prison is of kasirisha, but to be able to habit with like people as a normal person, you should be able to control your emotions. Like mtu akikasirisha usikasirike sana, na don't go overboard, you know. Just be calm and learn how to control yourself. I used to be that. Hata mimi nikuanga kwa cluster B, man, sinikuwa na shida. What a dog element to love the summer. I'm okay. Mental health. So kitambo, I used to get angry like araka araka. Ungesema tu kitu na nikasirisha, I'll just blow up. I'll even beat you. Beat you up. Yeah. Yeah, but I've really changed. I remember there's an incident that happened to me a while back in April. Somebody said something that was very insensitive, and I was just like, oh my god. And now I was able to control my emotions. I didn't beat up the person, I didn't say something bad or whatever. What I just did is my emotions, my moods zili shift and change haraka sana. But I was really proud of myself because I was able to like control myself, like my moods just changed, and I was just so happy and proud of myself for that. So yeah, tuende kwa cluster C. These are the more anxious and fearful. You may spend unhealthy amount of time doubting yourself and your abilities. You know, once I was doing my research and I found this, I was like, man, is that a personality disorder? I never knew that was a personality disorder. But yeah, we have that. Yes. So those are the types of personality disorder. I'm almost coming to an end to this. Next, we have causes of personality disorder. I've talked about this personality disorder. Of course, najiuliza, okay, so what causes this personality disorder? So yeah, we have three things. One is a result of combination of genes that a person inherits. So these are the things you hear people saying that, hey, you're just like your mom, you're just like your dad. Hey, we are connected. Who makes my babaki? Who are connecting? Who makes my mama? Yeah, you inherit some of the things from your parents. So yeah, we have that as the number one causes. Number two cause, we have early environmental influences. the environment that you get to grow in really affects you as a person. If you we're talking about this with my mom, and you're saying the way the environment really affects people. Let's say for example, if you get to grow in a gated community, they always have the same characteristics. A very small number of people who grow in a gated community have the defense mechanism, because you never get to fight for anything. I don't know if you guys are getting me, but let's say if you get to grow up in a place where kuna watoto wengi, there's always, you have to fight for this, you have to fight for that. So like growing up, you always have this defense mechanism. You're ready to fight, when someone comes to you. But if you grow up in a place where you had very minimal interaction with kids, you grow up like a softie, because you never had to fight or defend yourself or anything like that. The same way an only child has specific traits compared to one who has siblings. All the drama that comes with siblings. So that's how I can explain the early environmental influences. And the last cause is the acquired, these things that are acquired during your adolescent stage. There's these things that we learn, classics about adolescence, nini, anger, and all that stuff. So maybe if your parents never get to tame your anger, your nini yako, you grow up ukiendelea hivyo as a person. So yeah, that can also be a cause of a personality disorder. So yes, as I said, I'll share the results from my test. The link will be in the description box to take the test, and I'll urge everyone who has listened to this episode to take the test. Yeah. So, these are my results. I had like two personality disorder yenye nilikuwa nazo, hizi ndo zilikuwa na high percentage. There were many. Let's say hizi ndo nilikuwa na high percentage of them. Hizo zingine nilikuwa na like 5. Nikienda sana 22. Yeah. So, okay, how the test works, actually. I think I can make a video. If there's anyone who need help, I can make a video on how to take this personality test and how to answer and all that stuff. But they're like examples of personality disorder. We have the obsessive-compulsive personality disorder, the schizoid, and many others. I hope I'm pronouncing that schizoid visually. And many others. So, kama schizoid, I had like a 71. Obsessive-compulsive personality disorder, I had like a 76. So, is the highest number ndio nini zako. Yeah, and all of this fall under cluster A. So, as I said, I had two. So, I'll talk about one. The compulsive personality disorder. This is caused by extensive preoccupation with perfectionism, organization, and control. So currently, I don't think I'm dealing with perfectionism as a thing, because I think now I'm at a place where, okay, yes, I do good work and ensure that the quality of work that I give is of good quality. But these days, I really don't obsess over perfectionism. There can be... Kwanza with the podcast, I used to obsess over the quality of the audio. If the audio kama tu kama sahivu linasikia a bad shaping, if I hear that, I'm not going to upload that audio because the bird was chirping or a dog was barking. But these days, I'm on a level where I get to do something. It's not of the kind of quality that I want to, but I'm just like, I'm going to put it out there because who cares? You get, yeah. And I think the one that I'm still struggling with is control. I always love to have things in control, especially in my life. You know, I just don't like at tea. I'm waking up and I'm like, oh my God, no. I always like to have things in control and to know. You know, such kind of things. I'll go to the next one. We have the cissoid. This is when an individual could generally detach from social relationship, show narrow range emotional expression qua social setting. In short, this person is an emotional zombie, stopped feeling due to trauma. Can I say there's a trauma that I had when I was young? Okay, maybe when I get to think about it deeply, yeah. But true, I'm an emotional zombie. Sometimes I really don't get to show my emotions, yeah. And this detaching from social relationship is quite a thing. Me, I'm like, I'm these people where adutaki kunyongelesha sini sawa. Like, I'll just continue surviving. And I really don't care, but it's just, you know, it's just a matter of inshallah. Utaki kunyongelesha, inshallah. It's not a must to talk to me. And I literally can be in a space where nobody's talking to me. Labda mmenikasirikia or anything, but that's your business. That's your cross to carry. That's not my cross to carry. And I can be just so okay to be in a space where nobody's talking to me. And I'm doing good. I'm just so, so good. Yeah, so those are the two, whatever that I'm suffering for. And at this point, Mnauliza, so what's the cure for this personality disorder? I think I can say what is working for me. The first things first is to identify that, okay, I have this thing. What can I do about it? You know, yeah. Like, identifying you have that particular disorder, that is why it's very important for you guys to go and take the test. And then working on it really, really helps. And the other thing you can go for is, of course, therapy or like seeing a professional in this area. Atakuelekeza more and more about it. But a very budget-friendly way of dealing with this thing is just identify, I have this particular disorder, what can I do to work on it, what can I do to improve on it? And the beauty of this is the fact that when this era where everything is available to us via the internet, and it's so, so good, you know, yeah. So thanks guys for listening to the episode. See you next time.